Mr. President, the European Union has the honour to deliver this joint statement on behalf of 60 countries. The climate crisis requires immediate, accelerated action and strengthened ambition of the whole international community. We once again underscore the need to fully integrate human rights in the global responses to climate change and other environmental crises. The global green transition needs to be just and inclusive. A key element to advance this agenda is to ensure transparent, inclusive, safe and meaningful participation and leadership, both online and offline. Civil society must be involved, including on all climate activities, human rights defenders, women, youth and persons with disability, and others marginalised in international climate discussions. For COP29 to meet the expectations of people worldwide, especially those particularly affected by climate change, such as children and elderly, indigenous peoples, citizens of small island states, small-scale farmers, just to name a few. The conference needs to provide an enabling environment for civil society, free from intimidation, harassment, arbitrary surveillance and reprisals. COP29 is an opportunity for the host country to reaffirm its commitment to its obligations under international human rights law and ensure the conditions for the work of a free and independent civil society. We hope the constructive engagement of civil society with governments at the conference will encourage Azerbaijan to recognize civil society's role and to respect, protect, and fulfill the rights to freedom of peaceful assembly and of expression, including media freedom in the future. We must all act together to fulfill our responsibilities towards our planet, present and future generations. Nobody knows this better than those particularly affected. Let's ensure that their voices can resound strong and free and contribute to all international climate discussions. Thank you.